Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Saturday night in the Connecticut suburbs. Autumn is in the air. And this guy is bringing pizza to the door. Jeff Sokol is no pizza delivery man. Cops say he's here to meet a 13-year-old girl.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Sokol drove all the way from Boston to our Sting House in Fairfield, Connecticut. What he doesn't know is that we've placed more than a dozen hidden cameras all over the property. His date with a 13-year-old is going to be on national TV. On Sokol's LinkedIn page, he calls himself Master of Puppets, possibly a reference to a famous heavy metal song. He says he graduated from the University of Massachusetts Amherst with a degree in management. He worked in the insurance industry as an auditor. But he says he now drives for Lyft, the ride-sharing service. We're working with the cooperation of the Fairfield Police and the online watchdog group Tetrid Core. Tetrid posts pictures of actual 13-year-olds on social media. We're hiding their identities. It's not long before Sokol contacts our decoy, we'll call her Bailey, and the chat gets a little raunchy. Are you a virgin? LOL, yeah, that is personal. No, I was with my boyfriend once. I really want to be intimate with you. Do you have pretty feet? LOL, yeah, I don't have homeless feet. He then turns the conversation very personal, asking questions no adult should ever ask a 13-year-old. Do you trim your blank? LOL, yeah. Do you think blank size matters? Nope, X was decent. I'm not that big, but I know how to satisfy a girl. Sokol seems to be worried that Bailey might be an undercover cop, so he asks for a custom pic to prove she's real. Take a selfie holding up four fingers below your face, then I would know it's really you. My fear is that it's not you, that it's someone in law enforcement looking to nail someone. Bailey sends the pic, and Sokol sends a creepy reply. I like it. Your hands are cute. Sokol knows the girl is 13, and he says he knows what he's doing is illegal. As a 44-year-old guy, I shouldn't be talking to 13-year-old girls like this. You know, I could be put in jail if the police found out we were intimate. The only way police would know if we ever got intimate is if someone saw us together or you told the police. Not by me. Blank that. Well, tonight, intimacy is not on the menu. In fact, dinner is delayed. Sokol is late because he says his pipes sprung a leak.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
He thinks he's calling Bailey to tell her he's late. But he's actually speaking to Lori from Tetrid in our virtual control room.
Did your plumber get there yet?
It's not. It's late.
Finally, his plumbing repaired, Sokol heads down I-95 for Connecticut. He picks up a pizza and asks Bailey about what to wash it down with. You got booze? My mom has some vodka, but no rum. Sokol arrives at the house. Our on-site decoy, a 19-year-old theater student, lets him in the door.
Sorry about that. Come on in.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Did you find the house okay?
No, because it's really dark out.
Oh. That's a long drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm really nervous. Oh, you're gonna give me a hug?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'll settle into it.
Okay.
So, kind of pitchy matches. Those plates are behind.
So, like the small pizza is like almost as big as the big one. So I didn't know that. Like, you said small, so it would be like a really small one.
Yeah.
I said big one. So
sorry.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I am. I'm fine.
I've just never done this before.
I know.
Have you?
No, not really. I mean...
Are you telling me the truth?
I mean, I've met girls online, but I don't come this far to, meet someone. I don't know why I,
It's kind of crazy, huh?
It is crazy, yeah. Why did you let me come?
I don't know.
If you're so nervous.
It seems like a good idea, and you seem nice.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Why do you think I came?
I think I know.
It's not the only reason. It's not the reason.
What's the reason?
And I just... been talking to you for a while, and you seem like really cool to hang out with, and someone that I'd like to meet, and I wanted to check out the situation,
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
So, let's deal with this whole contract thing, because I'm just going to be thinking about it the whole time until we get that out of the way.
Let's see, and then we can, talk about it.
Jeff Sokol thinks he's going to scarf down some pepperoni pizza with a 13-year-old girl he just met online. But tonight, he apparently has a different kind of topping in mind.
I mean, you look great.
Thanks.
You just look different than what in the pictures. I don't know, maybe, I don't know, I expected you to have dark hair.
My hair just, it lightens up in the summer.
And no, I'm not saying, I mean, I think you look
you
great.
Like it?
I think you look great. I'm just saying, you look different, than I thought.
Yeah.
But, nothing wrong with that.
Well, you never can tell with online things,
In a text that will turn your stomach, Sokol talks about a marriage contract and even suggests they elope. The only thing that can prevent me from getting arrested is if we got married, LOL. If you were married to me right now, then I wouldn't be breaking the law.
What's that?
I have no idea. Do you want me to check?
Somebody here?
No.
What kind of pizza we have tonight?
Who's this?
I'll get to that in a minute. Who are you?
Who are you?
You tell me first. You're Jeff, right?
Yeah.
And what are you doing here tonight, Jeff?
Hanging out.
Hanging out with whom?
With her.
Who's her?
I want to know who you are.
I want to know a little bit more about you first.
Can I eat first?
Sure, go ahead.
He's so relaxed and convinced of his innocence, he eats a slice of pizza.
Tell me who you are, because, you know, I didn't know there would be other people here.
Well, what did you expect to happen here tonight, Jeff?
Didn't have any expectations.
No expectations whatsoever?
No.
So you drove 2.5 hours?
Sure did.
From Boston?
Who are you?
To come here.
Are you her dad?
To meet a young girl.
Are you her dad?
I will get to that in a minute. Go ahead, have a bite.
Sokol probably should have brought napkins.
I haven't done anything wrong. Coming to meet somebody? What's wrong? What, is that against the law?
Coming to meet a young girl?
Yeah, is that against the law?
It is after this chat.
How?
Did you bring some kind of a contract with you? Some sort of marriage contract? Let's see if any of this sounds familiar while you enjoy your pizza. I should come see you on Saturday. Well, since your mom isn't home, it's the best time to do it. I would, but only if you want me to. You say, I can't go to jail. My life would be ruined.
Right.
Could be locked up for 20 years.
Yeah.
And then you say, do you trim your blank?
Okay.
Now you know that this girl is 13, right?
Wasn't sure.
She's told you. How old are you? You might as well just tell me, because I can find out like that.
Who are you? Can you tell me who you are first?
I will tell you that in a minute.
Because, you know, now you're making me nervous and...
You're 44 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? As a 44-year-old guy, I shouldn't be talking to 13-year-old girls like this. Yet I want to. What am I supposed to make of that? Sorry, I'm paranoid. For meeting me? No, potentially having sex. But that is where the breaking the law comes from.
Right.
Punishable up to 20 years. Did you bring condoms with you tonight?
Well, they plan on having sex.
Do you have them in your car?
No.
I'm gonna find out, so you might as well tell me now.
I don't. Go ahead, check the car.
You will never tell anyone about us having sex. Are you sure? Okay, I could be there Saturday afternoon. Explain. Explain it to me.
Just wanted to come hang out and...
It looks like here you wanted to come here and have sex with a 13-year-old girl.
Okay. Is that against the law to, like...
To have sex with a 13-year-old girl when you're 44? Yes, no, it's against the law.
To meet a girl. That's all I've done.
You see how this looks.
Okay, but do you also see that I was pretty apprehensive about the whole sex thing?
Well, wouldn't you be? Wouldn't anybody be if they're
right.
going to try to have sex with a 13-year-old girl?
To be honest with you,
no.
You're not going to believe me, but I don't know who you are, but I'm sure you're like, you know, law enforcement, but...
You think I'm law enforcement?
Well, I mean, that's what it sounds like. I was thinking about this on the way down.
Right. You had 2.5 hours to think about it.
And... I'm not gonna risk it. That's what I said.
It's not normal for a 44-year-old guy to drive 2.5 hours to hang out with a 13-year-old girl.
I wanted to hang out, see how she was, see if...
A 13-year-old girl? How often do you do this sort of thing?
Never done it.
You've never done it. So tonight, you just decided, okay, I'm gonna drive 2.5 hours down I-95 from Boston.
Yeah, I've been talking to her
to this
for a
house.
While and she seemed cool to hang out with. I mean, what the
heck?
I had nothing
older
else going
girls?
On. I can, but I had nothing else going on.
So you decided you'd just come out and hang out with a 13-year-old girl?
Yeah, you can clearly see that I'm very apprehensive about that.
Let's say we meet and really like each other and want to continue seeing each other. How would we do this? Like I said, as long as you're under 16, age of consent, parenthetically, nobody can know about it. I just can't take that chance. What it sounds like here is you're grooming her, testing her to make sure it would be okay if you had sex with her, so no one would find out.
To be honest with you, like I said, when I was on the way down,
right,
was thinking about the whole thing, and even before I left,
right,
I was thinking, I'm not going to have sex with her unless it's legal.
So you talk about a plan to make it legal, to marry her.
Not in 2 seconds. I mean, like...
So if you liked her, like, next week or the week after, you'd marry a 13-year-old girl?
No, not next week. No.
So after just a few days worth of chatting, you decide you love her?
No.
You want to have sex with her?
I don't know.
You want to marry her? What do you mean you don't know? She's 13.
I don't know. I was just throwing things out, like, you know, just in case. Maybe I did like her. Maybe it was, you know...
So then you'd marry a 13-year-old girl because she's really cool and you could have sex.
After a while, if it worked out, yeah.
After a while?
Yeah.
What, like 3 years of dating?
I don't know.
A romantic courtship?
Maybe.
Maybe. So you're cool with all this? You just think this is just fine? Marching here
see,
to this home.
See, I know what you're.
Well, what else am I supposed to think, Jeff?
Do I seem like a dishonest, dirty person? I mean, do I seem like it to you?
This chat seems like it. It seems like
chat
someone
is,
who
chat
at 44
chat.
Years old.
Chat is chat.
Chat is chat, but showing up is showing up. And guess what, Jeff? You showed up at a home where you knew a 13-year-old girl would be alone after a sexually charged conversation online. You come in. Oh, I want to hug you.
Hi.
Sorry, I'm really nervous.
Oh, you want to give me a hug?
No, sorry.
Yeah.
The little girl is nervous. You do it with everybody.
Yeah.
You do that every time you meet a 13-year-old girl.
I do it when I meet somebody for the first time.
Okay.
I hate them.
But this somebody is not an adult, Jeff. She's 13.
James, please tell me who you are.
I'll tell you who.
I'm trying to be nice here.
I'm so am I. But you're not answering all my questions.
I will. Can you just tell me who you are?
I'm Chris Hansen. And this is an investigation. So if there's anything else you want people to know, anything you want to say, now would be a good time to say it.
I can't believe this happened.
Well, Jeff, believe it. What cops say 44-year-old Jeff Sokol did will disgust every parent in America. In text, he freely talks about marrying a 13-year-old girl. You're almost 14, expletive. You're an adult. As long as you are under 16, age of consent, nobody can know about us. But he's not so forthcoming during my confrontation.
Did you bring any sort of a marriage contract?
No.
So what was all that talk about?
I don't want to talk anymore.
You can leave.
Can you shut it off?
I cannot shut it off now.
I mean, what is this?
It's an investigation for a television program where we investigate grown people who go online and try to create inappropriate, illegal relationships with underage children.
But in all my years of catching these guys, I've never had an offer like this.
You can take your pizza if you like.
You want a slice?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Very How about kind. You guys? So the cops here?
We'll see.
Sokol isn't getting seconds. His next meal will be in jail.
Come on out. Let's go.
Cops grab him. During the search, cops find a sex enhancement pill, the kind where you call a doctor if it's still working after 4 hours.
Have a seat slider for the passenger side, please.
Sokol is placed in the back of an unmarked police car. The cops put his pizza in the trunk. He's hauled off to Fairfield, Connecticut police headquarters. Sokol is booked, fingerprinted, and poses for a mugshot. Cops read him his rights.
Anything you say or statements you make may be used against you.
He waives his right to remain silent. And the arrogance he displayed during my confrontation comes out in the police interrogation.
Isn't that all speculation?
To me.
I mean, it's
what's
like,
the speculation? I'm looking at this thing, it's like...
You're speculating that I was going to have sex with her tonight.
Because that's what you said.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that? Well,
no.
Tell me what you said.
Well, we talked about having sex, but that doesn't mean...
Isn't that strange?
That doesn't mean I was going to. Tonight.
What's the deal with the marriage certificate? What was that whole conversation? Your marriage agreement or a contract you talked about?
Well, I know I was joking at one time when I said, is it in the contract? I was joking.
Was there a mention of, like, bringing some type... I mean, maybe it was in jest, but did you mention bringing some type of marriage contract or something like that?
No, it wasn't... No. Bringing something? No. I was just explaining to her that people can get married by just signing a contract. But, you know, signing, you know, marriage documents.
But you're talking about a 12-year-old girl, right? And it's kind of...
Yeah, okay.
I think you could 14, probably even
14,
understand.
But yeah, she said she was 14. But okay.
She was 14?
I know. It's young.
Right. But we're talking like 12 years old. That's like 6th, 7th grade. You know what I mean? That's a young human being.
I don't know why you keep saying 12.
You want me to use your term and say 14?
I mean, I know that's both young, but it's a little bit, yeah, different.
How would it make it okay if you're going to do things with her and she's 13 and you ultimately had relations with her, intercourse, how does it make it legal?
It wouldn't unless her mom consented to marriage. It's the only way it would be legal.
So you're gonna marry a 13-year-old girl with her mother's permission?
Maybe when she's 16, I would do that. How's that? Why is that like so hard to believe?
You're 44. I mean, seriously, that's a major league problem.
According to the law, it is.
But according to what? You, it's not?
In my head.
In your head,
man. Knowing what I was there for. Knowing that I was not dangerous, that I was not a threat to her.
The detective then asks Sokol what he would think if he had a daughter, and she was hanging out with a 44-year-old guy.
You're cool with that?
Well, obviously, at first, no.
At first?
Yeah, when they first walk in, it's not going to be cool. But if it was somebody like me, I don't think there's a threat.
Sokol posts $250,000 bail and heads home to Beantown without his now-cold pizza.
I have never, out of 315 or 320 in all the investigations, had anyone ever offer me a piece of pepperoni pizza.
Sokol was charged with 3 felony counts, attempted second-degree sexual assault, attempted risk of injury to a minor, and enticing a minor by computer. Fairfield Police Chief Gary McNamara tells me Sokol's talk of marriage contract is a way to rationalize his behavior.
So they look for ways to justify, and this is just another way of him being creative and trying to really justify that.
A marriage contract?
Well, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be a marriage contract, could be an official stamp from who knows who. It doesn't matter. It is illegal to have sex with children. It's illegal to communicate you're going to have sex with children.
Sokol pleaded not guilty to all the charges and will stand trial.
You guilty of anything, Ken?
After a court hearing, he dodged our cameras and ran back inside the courthouse. We saw him sneak out the back door and duck into this restaurant.